Hey guys, so in the last podcast, I talked about we are going to speak on unfriending. And I told you all I have been unfriended before by my niece, which is funny. But I want to talk about not the typical things that people unfriend you for. There's another reason why people unfriend you. And people, I think it's more like I don't know, a deja vu or something. The reason why people don't want to speak on what I'm getting ready to speak on. But there's other reasons too, a more deeper thing that people tend to ignore and they don't want to say it. But we have the okay, let's talk about first. I'm gonna waste a little time. I'm gonna scan through this quick. I'm gonna waste a little time telling you the normal reasons why you might get unfriended. And that might be maybe you talk about politics and their politics is different from yours. That could be a reason, you know. Maybe they feel like you're posting too much. That could be a reason, you know. But that reason I'm gonna talk about a little later. But they could feel like you're posting too much. That could be a reason, you know, or ooh, girl, we mad at each other. So that can be a reason too. I'm gonna be childlike. I'm gonna be childish, and I'm gonna just take you off my page. You know, you actually grown women. You actually got grown women out here doing that. Oh, I'm mad at her right now, and then they tell the other friend, blah, 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 blah. You unfriend her too. So you have that, and sometimes you can have where maybe a guy's reaching out to you, and maybe he because I think now on Facebook you actually can dial through Messenger, and maybe that's the reason, you know. Those are common things that people may unfriend you for, but there's another reason too that people don't like talking about. They probably whisper among themselves. They probably don't tell their friend or anybody else, but I'm going to say it. A lot of times someone unfriend you just out the blue and you have no idea you have been unfriended. Remember I said that in the last podcast. You have no idea you've been unfriended. You get no notification that you are unfriended. So these people that's doing this, I'm like, you're not really getting any satisfaction because I have no idea, unless, like I said before, if someone say, "Hey, Tracy, go over to so and so page," and then I will see that, oh my God, she unfriended me, and I probably would say, "Ha ha ha," I probably would laugh about it, like when my niece unfriended me. Okay, so there's two things that we don't talk about when it comes to unfriending. The first one is that person unfriended you because you didn't like their post. They wanted you to like everything they post. Everything that they post, they want you to like it. If they sit in there sipping coffee, like it. If they say boo ha ha, like it. You know, they want you to like everything they post, and they look down and look at the likes and look at the comments, and they see, oh, she only like something one time this week. I'm gonna get rid of her. Yes, they're narcissistic, those people. I had a friend. She wasn't a close friend. Oh, I want to tell you all who she is, because if I say her name, you will know exactly who I'm talking about. Because she ended up being on a reality show, but I don't want to say her name. I remember her about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. I remember her saying that she sent out on her, you know how you write on the top of your page or whatever, she sent out a notification, I guess. But actually she put this first, I mean front and center on her page. Okay. So she posts that that some of us we were not liking her posts, you know, as much as she liked. And if we did not, she was gonna clean her friend list. And I thought that was just hilarious. And a few of us laughed about it too. Okay, y'all, sidebar. Sorry for swallowing so much. My bands are so tight on my teeth tonight. I don't know why. But let's move it on. So, she said that if we did not, she didn't call out any name. She said, "You know who you are. If you do not, I'm going to take you off my friend list. I'm going to go down the line." Well, I stayed the same. I did not like it. I did not like anything. Now, before she said that, there was things that I did like. But was I sitting at the computer waiting for her to post? No. So she took me off her friend list. Now, she tried to come back and be friends again. She sent me a friend request. It took her about a year, and she sent me a friend request, and I never did accept the friend request. Do I still talk to her? Yes, but no, I don't know. So you got those type of people too. They want you to like everything they post because they want to feel popular. They want to feel noticed. They want to be seen. It's not enough for them to like their own self and their own stuff. They want you to make them popular. Now, I could say this too. Maybe she want to get popular because she want to go viral or something like that. I don't know. That's hard to say because back then, about 5 years ago, I don't think the whole viral or popular thing, but she was on the show. Okay. But even before the show, she would post a whole lot. I mean, if she was posting all kinds of things. I don't want to give away too much and y'all figure out who I'm talking about. But she did post a lot. And I did like some of her things, but was I sitting on my hands waiting for her to post? No. Okay. And she was a type of person. The reason why I said she was narcissistic, because she was a type of person, she didn't like anybody's stuff. Nobody's stuff. But as soon as she posted a toe, she wants you to like it and comment. So you have those people there, the people that want you to like their things. And if you do not, they will unfriend you. Okay. There's the other person. Can y'all guess who that person is? I'm waiting. Just think about it. Who could be the other person? I'm waiting. Well, you got that person. I'll tell you who that person is. That's the person that's sitting at home, not doing anything, and looking and seeing you go places and do things and travel. And the first thing that comes to their mind, I'm not gonna like that. No. They think they are hurting you by not liking your post, and you have no idea whether they like it or not. You're not even giving thought to them. So you have that person that's sitting at home festering because they sitting at home and they're too lazy to get off their ass and go do some stuff. They're too lazy to go travel. They're too lazy to put any effort into anything. They could sit all day and say this here. No, I try. I try. No, you're not trying. You're just sitting at home festering, looking on my page, looking on her page, and say, she's at the winery. I'm not gonna like that. And I'm sick of her. I'm sick of her. And that goes back to, or I'm sick of him. That goes back to when I said earlier that if you post too much, they will unfriend you. Okay. That's that person. She feel like she posted too much. She really doesn't feel like you're posting too much. She's jealous of your content. And so what she would do, she will unfriend you. So there's two of them. The narcissistic person who wants you to like everything they post, including their toenails. And then you have the other one sitting at home saying they're gonna get up and do something every week. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be like them. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna do this and da 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 da. Then 1 week turned into 2 weeks and now months are down the line and she's looking at your page and you've been to the winery, God forbid, and you went to travel and now she's upset. What I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna unfriend her. And now they have unfriend you. So when they unfriend you, now they're like, oh my Jesus, I want to see it. I want to see it. Now you have no idea that they have unfriend you because you get no notification. So I don't know what the satisfaction they are getting because you get no notification that they have unfriend you. And 9 out of 10, you probably never will because their page is so dry and so dead, you're never looking over there. And when you don't see any content from them, you just chop it up, you know, that's the she don't go nowhere, she ain't got nothing on there. You don't take a time, oh, where's Kathy? Where's Clara? Where's Rhonda? You don't go looking for them. They don't post anyway. You know, their page is like watching paint dry on the wall. So you have no idea. But now let me tell you something about these people. The narcissistic one and the one that unfriended you because you posted too much. Okay, now they're trying to figure out. Because I'm tell you why. A lot of my page is open. A lot of people don't have an open page. A lot of people pages are closed. So now they're trying to figure out how can I get on it? I want to see what's going on. I'm bored. I want to see what's going on. And so what they do then, they'll create a second Facebook page and they'll send you a friend request. But then you'll look on there and say, oh, she ain't got no but 2 or 3 people. Who is she? This could be a scammer. So you'll let them on. And that's when they get so desperate to the point where they would send you a friend request. They would send you one. And they'll say something like, girl, something happened to my page and somehow I got unfriended. But really they unfriended you. And let me tell you about that. You can't just, I'm sitting at the computer now. I can't, my hands just can't fall down and unfriend you. It's a process. It's a step. I have to go to your page. I had to click where it's an unfriend, unfollow. I have to do that. So when they tell you somehow you just went away, I don't know what happened. They are lying. So should you let them back on your page? No, I said that earlier. That this person that was on a reality show, I wish I could tell y'all who she is. On a reality show, she deleted me. She unfriended me. She unfriended me and a few more people, a whole lot of us. Because she said, she posted on her page that if some of you all out here, y'all do not like my post. And I'm like, okay, she wants us to be sitting at the computer. Oh, she got up this morning. She posted, y'all be better like love. Tell her how good she look, you know? So when she sent a friend request to me, no girl. And she called me up and she said, I sent you a friend request. No. I reminded her what she put on her page. That's what I did. I reminded her what she put on her page. And I also told her too, girl, you know, I can't keep up with your posting. You want somebody to sit there and like. No. Not accepting a friend request. Not doing it. So the whole thing about unfriending, somebody said, is it personal? Is it really, really personal? I'm gonna tell you something. To me, it is personal. When somebody unfriend you, it's to me. I'll be honest with you. I almost think it's worse than blocking. I really do. When you block someone, it's because something has really, really happened, and you don't want to really speak to that person. Blah blah blah. But to be nasty, it's like being a bully. When somebody unfriend you on Facebook, it's just like being a bully in a way. I'm gonna unfriend you. You know, I don't want to see your content. It speaks so much. So to me, it is personal. Take it personal. Take it personal. Like I said before, do I still talk to this person? Yeah. But it's mainly just fluff. It's no deep conversations. That went out the door when she unfriended me. It's no deep conversations. So yeah, I would take it personal. And I think you should take it personal. Because it's like if they're bullying you. And I ha ha ha. And then I brought up on the last podcast about my niece unfriended me. You know, she unfriended me. I had no idea. Like I said, somebody told me to look at something. And when I didn't look at it, because she doesn't post a lot. So when somebody told me to go out there and look at something, now when I didn't look and she had unfriended me. And in that case, did I take it personal? No, not in her case. She's someone that I don't talk to on a regular basis. And it's been that way for a long, long time. I did a lot to raise her, and somewhere along the line, she started acting sort of cold when she got around about 17. So I'm used to her being cold. I remember when she had her first child. She just had a second baby. I'm getting ready to blow your socks off right here. I remember when she had her first child. I think, how did I find it? I can't remember how I found out that she was pregnant with the first child, but with the second one, I didn't know. It was a month or two ago. My older niece, her sister, posted a picture on Facebook. And I kept looking and I kept reading and reading what my older niece said. And she was saying, my nephew. And I'm like, who was she talking about, her nephew? No one had a baby. Who was she talking about? You know, there's my older niece, Tiffany, and there's Destiny and Ije, my nephew. So I'm like, who's she talking about? She don't have any nephews. She only got one sister. And then the more and more, I said, oh, she had a baby. I looked at the, oh, she had a baby. Have I mentioned that baby to her sister, my older niece? No. If she wanted me to know, she would have told me. So no, I didn't mention it to her, and I didn't mention it to my nephew. I've never mentioned it. And it was so weird because I don't talk to her on a regular basis. And by a month or so ago, I think I mentioned it on here, she said she was sending her daughter down and she was coming down for the summer for a little bit. And I never mentioned, and she never mentioned either, that she had a baby. And I didn't mention it either. Because at this point, it's none of my business. That's something she want to keep to herself. We must help her keep it to herself. And that's the I think the attitude people need to start taking when people try to bully you, or because see, that's a silence bully that no one knows. People will silently try to bully you. It's not with words, it's the things that they do. And don't fall into that. Just be, you know, like, it's not like I'm being sarcastic or anything. It's just that that's something that she don't want to tell me, and it's something that I'm trying to find the right words, but I don't want to say I don't care, but it's just like, oh well. Like I say, she had the first baby, I had no idea, but this one here, I can't remember how I found out, but I do. I remember it was, she had the baby on Christmas. Y'all, I might get in trouble for saying all this, but just being honest. So I remember she had the first baby on Christmas, and I came home during Christmas. I always came home during Christmas, and I always stayed in Mississippi. I always stay up there in Madison by it's Renaissance Colony. I like the hotel. They do the whole Christmas stuff, the whole Christmas theme. And I like sitting out by the fireplace. So that's, I have been staying at the hotel for years now. And it still looks good. It's a nice hotel. Well, you know, nice looking hotel. I'll say that. And you got the water out front. If you go on my Instagram page, you'll probably see me sitting in front of it. But I came home that day, and I think somebody mentioned, I think it was my mom, she said, oh, Destiny had her baby today. It was Christmas Day. And so I called her, and she said, oh, no, don't come up here. I just wanted to be me and my family. And I'm like, oh. So I never did come up there. That's what she said. I think when I saw her daughter for the first time, like basically seeing her daughter for the first time. I think she was 7, and that was last year. So don't let anyone silently bully you just because they're family. Don't do it. Just look at it like, because sometimes I have this thing where I say family, just because they're family, that, you know. I don't believe in blood relations. I'll say that here. If someone do you wrong just because they blood, you know, they related to you, that doesn't mean you give them a pass. Because family can do you worse than the people on the outside. So that's the reason why I say that. So I don't believe in blood relations. But yeah, and that's the same thing as when someone offend you. It's a silent type of bullying. And that's what it is. So, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys go. Because it's time for me. And I hope you take what I'm saying when I bring up about being silently bullied, whether it's friends or something like that. I hope you take what I'm saying and really listen to it. Because a lot of you are, and I'm not just thinking about, I'm not just talking about with family. I'm talking about with friends too. You know, we've been talking about friends lately. They could silently bully you too. You know, they don't have to speak the words. It's just in their actions and how they act. And the thing about it is, don't let yourself be treated that way. You can call them out and be done with it. I better yet, I never call out. I just move on. And when they call me, I never answer. When they text me, I never answer because it goes back to some podcasts, a couple of podcasts back that I did. I believe a person always know what they have done to you. You don't have to tell them. And I really believe that. I really believe that. So you don't have to tell them, just stop, you know, just stop talking to them. And if they're really sorry, if they're really, really sorry, they'll fight for the friendship and let them fight for the friendship. Don't say, oh, girl, okay, no. No, let them fight, make them fight. And you still might not take them back, but let them fight, okay? It depends on how hard they're fighting. So I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys go. And I'll talk to you guys later. And we're gonna get back on. I think this is the end of our little friendship thing that we've been talking about. I've been talking about it for the last couple of days, I believe. So we can go ahead and let that go. And we're gonna hop back on relationships. There's some things I want to talk about in relationships. I want some things I want to talk about, like I heard somebody say, why is she in an exclusive relationship? And I'm not. And I want to talk, I probably in the next podcast, I want to talk about that, why she is. And I'll probably sound a little bit better because I go back to the dentist tomorrow and they're going to loosen these bands. Right now, I can barely get out a word with these bands. But don't y'all forget to like and follow and leave a review. That would be nice. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye bye.